Hello there. This is Sheila Hamill and Andrew Richwick with New Day Dawning. Thank you for joining us on Auckland Hospital Radio, your bedside entertainment system.
Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Prepare ye the way of the Lord.
That was Prepare Ye the Way of the Lord from the musical Godspell with David Essex. This is the second Sunday of Advent, and today we learn how people came in their droves to John the Baptist to confess their sins and to be baptized by him. He had a very important message to tell them all. Let's listen to Mark 1:1-8, where we hear what his message was and how an Old Testament prophecy comes true, which once told of a messenger paving the way for the Lord to come. The beginning of the good news of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, as it is written in the prophet Isaiah, "See, I am sending my messenger ahead of you, who will prepare your way. The voice of one crying out in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight." John the Baptizer appeared in the wilderness, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. And people from the whole Judean countryside and all the people of Jerusalem were going out to him and were baptized by him in the River Jordan, confessing their sins. Now John was clothed with camel's hair with a leather belt around his waist, and he ate locusts and wild honey. He proclaimed, "The one who is more powerful than I is coming after me. I'm not worthy to stoop down and untie the thong of his sandals. I have baptized you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." The Old Testament prophet Malachi also wrote that someone like the prophet Elijah would appear to announce the coming of the Lord. He said, "Behold, I am going to send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and terrible day of the Lord. He will restore the hearts of the fathers to their children and the hearts of the children to their fathers, so that I will not come and smite the land with a curse." Let's listen to the Chicago Metro Presbytery singing, "Hark, a Thrilling Voice is Sounding."
Hark, a thrilling voice is sounding. Christ is near, we hear the cry. Cast away the works of darkness, all you children of the day. Startled at the solemn warning, let the earthbound soul arise. Christ its Son, all sloth dispelling, shines upon the morning skies. See the Lamb so long expected comes with pardon down from heaven. Let us haste with tears of sorrow, one and all to be forgiven. Wrapped in fear, he will shield us with his mercy, and with words of love draw near.
So scripture tells us that John the Baptist was God's chosen instrument to prepare the way of the Lord God, paving his way like a courier or a forerunner to get the people ready to receive him. That's what couriers or forerunners of royalty did in those days. Roads had to be made safe, and people had to be aware of who was coming so that they would show them proper respect and make the appropriate response. All the places he would visit would have to be made fit and ready for the king to enter. People were drawn to John the Baptist and his words like moths to a flame, and yet he was determined to point them away from himself to the one whose light was about to dawn. Here's a lovely Advent hymn, Come Thou Long Expected Jesus, sung to us by Ferdinand Ortega.
Come Thou Long Expected Jesus, born to set Thy people free from our fears and sins. Release us, let us find our rest in Thee. Israel's strength and consolation, hope of all the earth thou art, a desire of every nation, joy of every longing heart.
So who was John the Baptist, and why were the people so eager to hear what he had to say? The first reason people were drawn to John lay perhaps in the mystery surrounding his birth. Immediately before Jesus was born, there was a tremendous amount of supernatural activity, and angels of God were appearing with messages from God to various people. One such angel appeared to a man called Zechariah, who'd been alone in the holiest part of the temple. It was his turn as priest to make the offering of incense to God. According to Luke, an angel called Gabriel suddenly appeared to him and told him that his wife, who was barren and past her childbearing days, would have a son, whom they would call John. and that right from his birth he would be full of the Holy Spirit. He would be a forerunner of the coming king and a prophet just like Elijah, and he would bring many people back to God. Zechariah was literally dumbstruck when he questioned the angel's message. There was no doubt in the people's minds that Zechariah had really had a vision from God. And when his elderly wife later gave birth to a son, and Zechariah's speech was restored, the people were in awe of their baby. No doubt they kept a keen eye on him as he grew. Here's a magnificent song called Benedictus, sung here by a Welsh choir called Cor Glanethwy, who once sang on Britain's Got Talent. Benedictus is the name given to the following words of thanksgiving that Zechariah spoke about his newborn son John. And you, my child, shall be the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare the way for him, to give his people knowledge of salvation through the forgiveness of their sins. I suppose that the second reason people may have flocked to hear John the Baptist is that he was a bit of an oddity. He was so like a prophet of old. He began preaching in the wilderness, wearing camel's skin, eating a very sparse diet of locusts and wild honey. He was a bit of a wild man, but to the people he was all that a prophet should be, bold, outspoken, passionate in his preaching, and genuine. He began to spread the news that the Messiah, their king, was coming at long last. He was well aware that he'd been given a specific task to do for God, and he set out to fulfil his mission with great courage and determination. When people notice someone whose faith is truly authentic and genuinely lived out, they are keen to hear what they have to say. Let's listen to a song in Hebrew, in places called Ma'anavu. How lovely on the mountains are the feet of the messenger of good tidings, proclaiming peace, proclaiming good, proclaiming salvation, saying to Zion, your God reigns.
Yeah.
Perhaps the third reason that drew a great crowd of people to John was that people then were desperate for good news. They'd been a nation of people who once had a colourful history full of great kings and renowned prophets, and men and women filled with the power of God's Spirit, many of whom had promised that one day a king, a conqueror, would restore their fortunes. But you see, now they were oppressed and downtrodden. They were ruled by a corrupt king, King Herod, who in turn was the puppet king to the Romans. The people needed a saviour and a deliverer now more than ever. And so when John came from the wilderness to the Jordan, preaching that the king's arrival was imminent, they became excited. They were now hopeful of receiving their saviour and their Messiah in their lifetime. Rather than telling people to make their dwelling places ready for the king, as a courier then would have done, John told them to prepare their hearts instead. He challenged the people to repent of their sins and be baptised in the Jordan River. Repent, sadly, is a word which has become overly familiar today, rather a cliché. It reminds people of odd characters carrying sandwich boards, which announce the end is nigh. But all repentance is a change of direction, a change of heart and mind that brings us closer to God. We turn away from sin and we look to God for forgiveness. It's a healing path, one which will refresh us and bring us new life, one which will save us from destruction and death. Quite simply, repentance is a fresh beginning. John offered baptism to those who wanted to be washed clean of their sin. It was a sign that they belonged to God from that moment. Don't we all at some time long for a fresh beginning in our lives? It's never too late. Here's a song with that title.
It's never too late to make a brand new start. It's never too late to unlock a star.
I'm ending today's programme with the loveliest of all Advent hymns, which reminds us of another of Isaiah's prophecies, where he said, "Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son and will call him Emmanuel," which means God with us. So this Messiah wouldn't just suddenly appear out of nowhere. He was to be born as one of us. This hymn, O Come Emmanuel, sung here by Anna Hawkins, captures the spirit of the Advent season, singing part of the song in Hebrew. In it she prays for Emmanuel to come and set his people free and lead them into truth. Have a great week, everyone. Bye for now.
O come, Emmanuel. soul.